And we're joined on the line now by Jen Clay. Jen is from Oakleaf. This is a Guildford-based charity helping to transform lives through work, training and support, as well as a series of wellbeing activities, other services they offer as well. Morning, Jen. Welcome to Radio Woking.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us this morning. So for those of us that may not be familiar with you as an organisation, I wonder if you can give us a little overview, really, of the work that you do.
Absolutely. So Oakleaf is a mental health charity, and we've been based in Guildford for over 26 years now, supporting people locally who might be managing a mental health condition or struggling with their well-being. And we provide a whole range of support and services, including what you just mentioned, training, employment support. We have a counseling service, well-being activities, things like yoga, football, mindfulness, that sort of thing. And really trying to help people improve, you know, their physical, mental well-being, gain confidence, reduce people's social isolation, and help people, get what they need to achieve their goals, really.
Yeah, I mean, it is this whole package, isn't it? You know, your physical health, your mental health, and your sort of sense, I suppose, of purpose, your sense of connection within the community.
Yes, absolutely. One thing that's brilliant to see is when people, make friendships at different activities and events that we have. We've had things over the years like a standalone Oakleaf band form, choir. We know that just so many connections have happened, and we support hundreds of people every month through the kind of wide range of services that we offer.
So, Jen, you mentioned, you know, you've been around for 26 years, sort of coming, I guess, out of a closure of the Brookwood Asylum and sort of a unit closing, relocating the 1990s Community Act. So attitudes towards mental health since then, they feel like they've improved over the years. We seem to be talking more about mental health. We know it's okay not to be okay. But do you think, though, here we are, 2023, do you think we're fully inclusive and understanding of mental health, Jen, or is there still a way to go around that, do you think?
There's certainly a still a long ways to go. I mean, of course, you cannot deny the leaps and bounds of kind of raising mental health and public consciousness and, you know, having public figures stand up and talk about their own mental health journeys does go a long way to reducing the stigma that still exists. But there's, you know, still, it's different to talk about mental health generally versus talking about your own mental health, and that still is stigmatized, and there's still a fear for how people will respond and react. We know that Awareness Days like World Mental Health Day, which was yesterday, can be helpful to bring the conversation to the forefront, keep people talking, and hopefully raising awareness and ensuring that perhaps more people have access to the support that they need sooner.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, people are talking about it. We see it in the media. You know, we see it on the TV. There's people talking about mental health, and people may be sort of thinking, oh, you know, I'm not alone. You know, this is something that other people may be going through. So, you know, we're stronger together, aren't we?
Absolutely. And it's so common to struggle with your mental health. You know, we know that in any given week in England, one in six people are experiencing a common mental health problem like anxiety and depression. We know that in anyone's lifetime, there's a 30% chance that they'll be diagnosed with a mental health condition. And so this is common. This is part of life. Part of reducing the stigma is getting the message across that mental health is part of health. There is no health without mental health. It is a part of our overall well-being.
Absolutely.
And it's important to share that message.
So important to get that message across. And this year, for World Mental Health Day, you mentioned that was yesterday, the theme was mental health is a universal human right. So I'm wondering, for you and your colleagues and your team at Oakleaf, what does that mean to you?
It means ensuring that those who might not otherwise have access to the mental health support they need receive it. We know that, towards the start of this year in 2023, more than 1.8 million people were on waiting lists for NHS mental health services. We also know that those who might be struggling financially are disproportionately impacted in terms of not having support for mental health problems. And we also know that those with severe mental health also have a higher risk of long-term physical health conditions. So it is Mental health is unfortunately unequal at the moment. And for example, one way which at Oakleaf we are trying to address that is through ensuring that all of our activities are offered free of charge to the local community. So people have access to the support that they might not otherwise do. For our counseling service, that's the only exception. We ask for £5 a session, but that is maybe a tenth of the cost of normal counseling. And we're really proud to offer up to 18 counseling sessions. We've been working really hard to bring our waiting list down. Counseling, as you might imagine, has skyrocketed the demand. It's actually tripled since 2019.
Yeah. I can imagine, you know, with COVID, cost of living and everything else, the demand on your services, you've seen an increase then, I take it.
We have. And, you know, so counselling is one example. And actually, if we look at the Guildford Safe Haven, so this is a partnership service. It's run from Oakleaf with ourselves, another local charity, Catalyst, and the NHS. And this is a free evening drop-in service. So anyone, any member of the public, you or I, could walk in between 6 and 11 p.m. 365 nights a year and be seen by support workers and a community psychiatric nurse. So if we look just at that, last year compared to the year before, attendances to the Safe Haven were up 20%, over 1,800 attendances across the year. And so that, I think, really also points to the real need we have for further community mental health support.
And it's good to know that, you know, there's organisations like yourselves and other organisations locally that are there with sort of accessible services to people can get the support if they need it. And I know that you do a lot of work around work and workplace mental health. I was reading that people with mental health, they often find it hard to secure a full-time employment. So why do you think that is?
So many different reasons contribute to that. We know that if someone is unemployed for more than a year, their chances of becoming permanently employed again fall by half. That's regardless of why they're unemployed. We know that when someone is struggling with their mental health, if they don't have necessarily the support they need, it's a longer road to kind of higher well-being and recovery. We know that when people are unemployed due to ill health, also what falls down is confidence, self-esteem, often social support, and all that is so important to get back to the workplace. And that's why a focus of ours at Oakleaf for those we support is around helping people get back into work.
Yes.
After sometimes, you know, decades of not being in the workplace.
I can imagine if you're, you know, someone that's always been in work and you find yourself through the cost of living, being made redundant, there's a lot of sort of mental health that can build up around that.
Work can give purpose. We all need meaning. We all need a reason to get up in the morning. And that's also what we try to give at Oakleaf. You know, if someone's taking part in one of our IT training courses, if they don't show up, our IT manager will give them a call and say, how are you? You know, notice you're not here this morning. Kind of that purpose, that place to be. And we know that work, even just one day of employment, can actually have a significant impact positively on someone's mental health.
And you mentioned the IT there, and that's important because, you know, the age we live in, everything's online. You know, you apply for jobs online, you do it on the internet. So actually, just taking it back to that basic level, having those skills to get online and actually apply for jobs.
Completely. Skills, also access to the tech. I mean, nowadays, if you need to submit, you know, a CV and cover letter and you don't have a Word license, you know, sometimes it could be harder to format even CVs and cover letters if you don't have that, let alone maybe a device at home. So we have an IT suite with lots of computers that people can access and courses all the way from, you know, more basic Microsoft Office packages up to computer programming and cybersecurity. So kind of a wide range.
Mm. Okay, and you mentioned, you know, you support people to get into work and get the jobs, but once they get the jobs, you offer sort of ongoing support and you're kind of there
support
for them
continues.
Through
that. Yes. Absolutely. We can offer support in 6 months into a role. It's up to the individual. And I think one of the great things around how Oakleaf operates is our client-led approach. So those who attend Oakleaf, we call clients, and our staff are led by clients. So we don't say there's only A, B, or C options for you to attend. It's here's what we offer. where would you like to go, and trying to match in an ad hoc basis the support to the individual person situation.
That's so important, because everyone's different, aren't they? People do things in different ways, so it's very important to be led by the individual.
Absolutely. On a case-by-case basis. One person's depression and another person's depression could manifest itself in two completely different ways, and therefore the support that those two people need could be vastly different. And so our kind of holistic approach tries to make sure that there is something for everyone. As we look at the increasing demand, something that's definitely on our minds is making sure that we have sufficient funding for that. So as a charity, we're actually almost entirely funded through voluntary donations, whether that's grants, individual donors, businesses, community groups. So if anyone listening is interested in finding out more, we would love to hear from you, whether or not that's to receive support or to perhaps support Oak Leaf as a charity.
Yeah, absolutely. So, we'll give all details out in a bit. We have them here. But just wondering, going back to sort of the workplace and workplace mental health, do you think that employers are doing enough to support their staff and mental health? Because a lot of times you hear of it being described as like a tick box exercise, we have to do mental health, let's just tick the boxes. Do you think that in real terms, people that are in employment, they're getting the support they need from their bosses and managers?
It varies widely. I think a lot of businesses want to provide support. I think sometimes where that falls down is a lack of resource, time, money, people to implement different actions around mental health. But I think that increasingly there is an awareness from senior business leaders that mental health and well-being needs to be part of one strategy. It has such important impacts on not only business output, but staff retention, happiness, team cohesion, management practices, and it has a really positive impact when one addresses it well, or when an organization addresses it well, and conversely, there's negative impact when it's not looked after. So I think the trajectory is positive, although there's definitely a very wide variance in terms of support that's offered and how businesses are run when looking through the well-being lens.
Okay, well, we can find out more about the work that you do on your website, oakleaf-enterprise.org, and you've got your email and phone number, which we'll give out shortly. But if people are interested in feel that they could benefit from the services you offer, you don't have to be local to Guildford. You don't kind of say, you have to be in a certain area, do you?
No geographical limits. If you come to us, we'd love to see you. So we also offer some online support if people are farther away. We're based in Guildford, but we also have some activities in surrounding villages. And to come to Oak Leaf for any of our daytime support, you can self-refer. So there's a referral form on our website that you can fill out yourself. You don't need a professional referral. And then for the evening safe havens, you can just walk right in, no pre, sign up or appointment necessary.
I love the fact you've removed all the barriers straight away there, because red tape, and paperwork, that's going to make people think, oh no, I can't, I'm not going to go forward. That takes that anxiety out, it makes it more accessible.
Absolutely, self-referral, and also we don't require a diagnosis to access help.
Well, that's good to know. So oakleaf-enterprise.org, your phone number 01483 303649, info@oakleaf-enterprise.org. So as we had, Jen, Mental Health Day yesterday, many people may have, over the course of a day, hopefully into today as well, having conversations about mental health, been highlighted in the media as well. So people are talking about it. What would your message be to anyone who may be struggling with mental health listening this morning?
Talk to someone. Talk to someone you trust. Talk to someone who you know cares about you. Open up, because it really does help. You don't need to suffer alone. Tell someone how you're feeling and know that help is available and feeling better is possible.
Brilliant. Jen, it's been really lovely to talk to you, and thank you so much for coming on and telling us about the brilliant work that you're doing. And long may it continue.
Likewise, it's been lovely. Thank you so much again for having me on.
You're very welcome. Thank you. There's Jen. Jen Clay there. Jen is from Oakleaf, a Guildford-based charity helping to transform lives through work, training, support, as well as wellbeing activities and lots of other things they offer as well. Once again, info@oakleaf-enterprise.org is the is the email address there. You can phone 01483 303 649 or you can have a look online at oakleaf-enterprise.org.